We wish Temple a lot of luck going forward in the semifinals tomorrow night. Basically, and the players could speak to this, last night when we met, we just boiled this down, threw out all the X's and O's, and just said psychologically, here's the numbers from the first two games, here's what's happened in your particular matchup, and in order for us to be successful, we're going to have to win each matchup. Bench against bench, backcourt against backcourt, frontcourt against frontcourt. And at halftime, we hadn't won any of those battles. We didn't win one of them. And at the end of the game, you know, to their credit, they kept going, and that's because of these two guys kept going and got that thing down to 9. But a lot of that's running on adrenaline. So we had used the word, they had used the word among themselves about manning up to this challenge, and sometimes you don't win those challenges, and today we did.
Okay, questions first for Ahmad and Tashid.
It was tough. It was definitely tough. Is this on? Is this on?
Doesn't sound like it's on.
I think you're on. Oh, yeah, it was definitely tough. I don't know if I can bottle into words or anything, and honestly, I don't think it probably hit both of us on all the scenes yet. We knew it was going to come to a point where our season was going to end, but we definitely didn't want to end the day. And to tip of credit, they played a great game. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't play as well as we wanted to play. And like Coach said, we didn't man up. So, I mean, it's definitely a tough feeling. And I don't like feeling like this, but we didn't man up. We didn't win them battles. And they won a game.
Friends?
Ahmad, similar question to you. When you got to the bench and you know, hit the towel, covering your head, a lot of emotion there. I mean, just kind of tell me what was going through your head there for the last minute or so of that game.
You know, just, I don't know, I don't think I put in the words either. You know, you just sit there and watch as, you know, your chances of winning a championship go away, your last collegiate game goes away. It was just a tough feeling, you know. It's been a wonderful year, wonderful 4 years here, but when it came up short at the end, definitely would have wanted to change the outcome, but it just didn't go our way. We didn't finish plays.
Ahmad and Tashid, thank you. Questions for Coach Martel?
Phil, before you use the word psychological when you're talking about this game last night, you said you threw out everything else, the X's and O's, it's psychological and you gave the numbers. Is there something about Temple that you think is in some of these guys' heads where, I don't know, maybe things start going wrong that...
No, I don't think. It's just, you know, when you're that familiar, they play against each other all the time. They have certain expectations for their own game. They have certain expectations for the other team's game. But, I mean, to me, there's nothing. There's nothing mental going on. It's, you know, it was a straight up fist fight. And unfortunately, you know, we lost each of the fist fights. And that doesn't, that's the coaches too. That's not just the players. So, Nah, it's nothing. We've played them 12 times in 4 years. Did they think that there was a psychological barrier when it was 6-1 us and now it's 6-6?
It was almost the first half was almost a mirror image of the last game where you guys got up, had a small lead, Fernandez came in and kind of changed their whole rhythm to their offense, and they went on a quick run today with 17-3. Just how much different are they offensively when he steps on the floor? And kind of
he's a nice player. He's not a freshman, and that's a compliment. I think he has a nice rhythm to his game, a nice feel to his game. I thought that they had a lot of things going for them. I thought there was a fierceness about Ryan Brooks. I thought there was a calm about Deontay Christmas. So they had a lot of things going, and they rode those things. I wouldn't have come in here and said to you Fernandez was the difference maker. They had a collective way about them that I think is quite a tribute to the way that they're coached.
Phil, I was just curious, do you notice the crowd, the fans, the signs at all during the game, or are you so caught up on what's going on in the court that it's your previous?
No, I'll be honest with you. The only thing that I ever, why, was there something clever?
Yeah, Temple.
I've been a first for them. I'll be honest with you. The only thing, and I don't know how it happens, maybe it's a filter. I listen for anything about my family, and I listen for anything racial, because that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. So that's the only thing. Like at Temple last week, somebody said that I had a 12-year-old kid thrown out. I did, because he dropped an F-bomb on me. It's unacceptable.
Phil, two questions. First, about your postseason outlook. Where do you think you're going to end up? And Temple finds themselves in a similar situation to you that you were in last year. They're playing Xavier in the semifinals. Some people may think if they get that win, it'll get them into the NCAA tournament.
I hope that's the case.
Do you feel that way?
I hope that's the case. I don't know. I kind of look at it through Joe Lunardi's eyes. I'll ask him what's going on. And, because it's my job, college basketball is my job. So I recognize that Cleveland State has kind of like twisted the knot for teams like Temple and like Rhode Island. And hopefully not. I think Dayton and Xavier are obviously safe. But I certainly hope that that's the case for Temple, that they would have that opportunity and that tomorrow night's game. But I don't think that they can put it all in that one game because there's so many things going on in the country. I mean, there's... Somebody told me, I don't know that this number could be accurate, somebody told me that there were like 34 games today that will impact who gets their name called on Sunday. But I could see where you could come up with the similarities between us last year and Temple this year. Sure, and I think Rhode Island probably in their games tonight, if they can get a shot at Dayton, that would probably help them. So I hope this is a terrific league. And we should be very well represented come Selection Sunday in all terms. As far as we're concerned, I haven't given it any thought. I mean, I'll talk with Don DeJulia before we head back to Philadelphia, but our postseason would include coming back to 54th and City Line.
Coach, can you put a finger on why this team seems a little bit offensively unbalanced, just two or three players capable of scoring?
Well, I would say that I thought it was going to be a problem in the beginning of the year, and it turned out to be a problem throughout the year. And I would say that squarely falls on me in not coming up with the proper system for these guys to play. Having said that, you know, there's things that guys have to do in the offseason, whether it be skill set wise or Division I athlete wise. And we'll address those as soon as Monday. But the ultimate responsibility is mine.